This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. As expected, the United States vetoed an Arab-backed UN resolution Tuesday demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in the embattled Gaza Strip. The vote in the 15-member Security Council was 13-1, with Britain abstaining, reflecting the wide global support for ending the more than four-month war that started with Hamas' surprise invasion of southern Israel October 7th. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the Council the United States is seeking a long-term deal that would see a future that would see Israel living in peace with all its neighbors.
To build towards that future, the United States is working on a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, along with Egypt and Qatar. This hostage deal would bring an immediate and sustained period of calm to Gaza for at least 6 weeks. And from there, we could take the time to build a more enduring peace.
Thomas Greenfield said the U.S. was proposing a counter-proposal for immediate ceasefire based on a formula of all hostages being released. Despite a U.S. month of U.S.-led airstrikes, Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels remain capable of launching significant attacks in the Red Sea. Associated Press News Director for the Gulf and Iran, John Gambrell, discusses the latest developments with the Houthis' Red Sea attacks.
We've seen a series of new attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeting shipping in the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, and the crucial Bab el-Mandeb Strait that link these two waterways. Now, just recently we've seen the Houthis target a ship with missiles. Missile hit, and it forced the crew on board to abandon the ship. Meanwhile, the Houthis also claim that they've shot down an MQ-9 Predator drone that the U.S. was flying near the port city of Hodeida. All this put together shows that the Houthis are still capable of fighting, even as the U.S., the U.K., and allied nations have launched a series of airstrikes targeting their positions.
This is VOA News.